This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it has been in some other years. And thinking of that, I guess here we go.
Oh, boy.
That sound means
it's 3 days in a row, boys.
Drew has found another mock draft. We have not seen this. Who's this from?
I don't have any idea.
Who is this one from?
This is from Casey Kingdom on FanSided, obviously a Chiefs-only site. It is a Chiefs-only mock draft.
All right.
I'm going to give you all...
They didn't pay attention to anybody else, huh?
I'm going to give you all seven rounds because...
Seven rounds? I'm not going to know who these people are.
All right.
Gold might know the round seven pick.
Okay.
Teaser there.
Is it Devin Neal?
Also,
That's a fair guess.
Also, there is a trade.
He won't make it to the seven.
There is a trade in this mock draft as well. That the Chiefs make.
I feel like those are. I feel like
gold is generally anti-trade in mocks.
In mocks, I think it's cheating. Like I can make
but
a
people
trade.
People do trade.
They
know?
Do, but I think trading in a mock draft is like who's saying no to you though? Like who's preventing you from?
I think if you do it fairly, it's fine.
So I want them trading up to 10th overall. Right now.
I said do it fairly. You can't take the Chiefs to one.
Yeah.
And say they're getting Abdul Carter. You got within reason.
So this trade very very interesting. So they still have 2 third round picks, but they trade back in the third round. In this trade scenario, the Chiefs trade 66 and 232, which is round seven, to the Jaguars. They get pick 88 in the third round, a fourth round pick, and the seventh round pick from the Jaguars. So the Chiefs end up getting
an extra pick in this round. Trades. They're out here like wheeling and dealing in the third round. Okay.
So in the first round, not an offensive lineman for the first time in the ones that we've looked at regarding mock draft, other than Binks, of course. Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle out of Ohio State. They haven't taken in the first round again, a really good defensive line class, as you heard Brett Veach say yesterday. Round two, they've got Darian Porter, cornerback from Iowa State. So continuing the pipeline of good corners.
So this one's the opposite of yesterday. It's all defense so far.
Offensive line is getting selected in with that 88th pick in the third
I'm
round.
So sick of taking tackles.
Offensive tackle, Ozzie Trapio from Boston College. This is an interesting one. Ty Felton, wide receiver from Maryland, had a really good year last year. First time he ever got over 1,000 yards in college. Maybe a project. Maybe not a project. A guy that can plug and play potentially. He's never going to be your best wide receiver in all likelihood.
Fine. He doesn't need to be.
Round four, your linebacker spot gold, the one that we've seen consistently. Not Danny Stutzman, though. It is Cody Simon, linebacker from Ohio State.
Pro Cody's. big pro Cody guy.
I think we'd have to get him on the show.
Guy sounds like a star, honestly.
This is where it gets interesting. Round five. KU fans will be happy. Devin Neal.
Neal wasn't
in
the
fifth. It's not the one, though, that I think Gold would know.
If he makes it into the fifth round, then I don't know how anybody could be upset about that pick.
That would be maybe a steal in that position.
Because some people think he could go in the fourth. Right, Devin Neal.
Yeah, in terms of like where he might even be in the third round, I think, in some mocks as well. It depends on what he does, I guess, at the combine.
True.
I think he's at the combine as well, and he's working out.
Okay.
Round seven, Ahmed Hussain from Boise State, edge rusher from Egypt. He is he was really, really, really good last year for them.
So why is he going in the seventh round?
I think it's just because of...
Did he just like start playing football?
He hasn't played a ton of football.
I think it's his lack of experience playing football, but he was really good in some big-time moments for them last year. Of course, you're also playing at a smaller school, so that doesn't help your draft stock in a way unless you're Ashton Tinty, for example.
But not that small of a school. He's not playing at like...
True.
I mean, Boise State's like...
He's
playing
at Utah State.
They were like in the college football playoff conversation last year.
Yeah, he's somebody that... Now, look, it's a seventh round pick, so you're taking a flyer anyway. But yeah, he would be somebody that you really probably have to like coach up, and it's a project, and like, getting the technique and
they've
learning how
been
to
okay
do that.
At that
kind
with
of
defensive
thing.
Ends, like that Jack Gordon and that. Dana, and some of the guys they've taken in the third or later rounds, they've actually done okay there.
Here we go. Here's what Lance Erline says about. I don't want to spend too much time on a seventh rounder guy. It's going to be, but it says. Good knockback pop, Cody, when exploding hands into the frame. I'm convinced. For quick hand transitions at the junction point as a rusher. Gotta like that, you know?
How do you guys feel about this one overall, though? If they went D-tackle corner first two rounds,
D-tackle,
are you,
I'm fine. I think at this point we've established that
tackle in the
offensive
third.
Tackle at 31 doesn't make sense. But
it's fine in the third.
You said that the trade there is what allows them. So they keep their two third-round picks, but they... The Jags get pick 66 in this hypothetical.
Correct. And they move back to 88. The Chiefs would have 88 and 95.
I got to say, you got to love mock drafts if you are out here making hypothetical draft trade charts. Third round ones,
not even first round.
Yeah. Look, fine. If you and I are predicting who the Chiefs might take, we might be like, I think they're going up to take their offensive tackle at 19. Third round trades?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I mean, how did you know that Ozzie Trapio was going to be available? You know, like, why do you just take him at 66? I guess I don't know.
It's
like, they really wanted to take this kid from Cairo in the seventh, so they needed the pick to make sure that their guy was on the list. I don't have a draft crush yet.
No, combine hasn't happened.
But that will occur. You know, you and I every year find two or three guys that we'd really like them to take.
Yep.
I'll start sussing out my list here soon.
I whiffed last year on one of them for sure. Like, I think we all acknowledge Worthy, but the one I whiffed on, I wanted him to take Kingsley. I had him going 32 to the Chiefs. So whoops. Whoopsies.
Hey, you know what? Good news. They did not whiff as bad as you.
They did not.
Because they did not take him at 32. Yeah,
I wanted them to draft him. I thought he was going to be an answer at tackle. He's obviously not. Hope is now that he's a guard for you in the future.
Yeah, I think tackle's already dead. I saw people saying they moved on. How do you know they're not moved on? I'm like, dude, the GM
tackle
they have.
I don't think they've moved on for him to play guard, clearly, with the comments from Brett Veach yesterday.
You know me, I wanted them to move up in the draft and just take some star wide receiver like
you every year. Every year, Cody.
I don't think it's going to be this year, actually. I'm really happy with their current wide receiver unit.
Okay. Oh, just wait until Luther Burden's available at 25 and they don't trade up. And you're like, what is this?
Well, the wide receiver I wanted last year at the pick they were taking was Leggett. He was okay.
He's fun. That's about it. You know, you enjoy the interviews. Other than that,
we don't know. He was like mediocre for a really bad offense.
He dropped some big passes.
As you also remember, I was big
touchdowns.
On Ladd. I liked Ladd McConkey a decent amount last year too. I'm disappointed they didn't.
I think he would have been good. I mean, I think he's a guy that would have been good wherever he went.
Yes,
solid, good wide receiver. Reliable.
I don't think you have 1,200 yards and like seven or eight touchdowns your rookie year, and you would have just been like bad anywhere.